D-Radio Wissen. Dein Sonntag.
Wir frühstücken heute mit einem musikalischen Gast am Frühstückstisch. Er ist Engländer, kommt aus Brighton. Früher war er mal gefragter DJ und Elektroproduzent. Dann war er mal Songschreiber für Amy Winehouse und John Legend. Und seit Jahren ist er sowieso alleine bekannt und erfolgreich unterwegs als Fink. Finn Grinnell ist heute hier, die Stimme von Fink. Nice to have you in this show. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Very good.
Yeah? Und Fink hat noch jemand mitgebracht aus seiner Band. Es sind zwei Drittel eigentlich von Fink da. Tim Thornton ist auch hier. Spielt Gitarre bei Fink. Nice to have you in the show as well. Good morning.
Thank you. Great to be here.
It's a little over 10 a.m. Sunday morning. Is this usual breakfast time for you?
No, this is like bedtime for us. Yeah.
Fink liegt also noch im Bett um diese Zeit. I brought some breakfast here. Obviously, it is sweet. Is it okay? I got some strawberries, some peanut butter and jelly.
It looks great.
It's nice. Actually.
Is this working
smooth,
for you?
Skippy peanut butter? That's my favorite.
Is it?
Yeah.
I like it. I like it crunchy.
Do you?
Yeah.
Not sure if it is crunchy. Actually.
Well, maybe someone.
It's creamy.
Maybe someone get a bag of nuts. mix them in there.
Wir sprechen gleich mit Finn über die aktuelle Platte und die Single Looking Too Closely. 2006 gab es jedoch ein Album, das den Titel Biscuits for Breakfast trug. Actually, I told the guys that you made a record, Biscuits for Breakfast. Is this what a perfect breakfast should have? Biscuits?
Well, in those days, I worked in an office where my job was to deliver the biscuits for everyone to have in their kitchens. It was my first job in the music business.
What kind of biscuits?
Well, on the if you needed a favor from the tech guys or the jazz department, you were looking for that Miles Davis box set, they'd get the chocolate ones. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And you could wield power like a sword in Game of Thrones in that building, just like that. If I delivered chocolate biscuits to the tech team, I could get any software I wanted. If I needed a box set, I'd give the jazz department some chocolate hobnobs.
That's why the album was called Biscuits for...
Yeah, because I ended up eating it every day.
Wir haben natürlich auch ein paar Schoko-Biscuits hier mitgebracht bei uns am Frühstück. You have the guitars as well on this show. Mm-hmm. You ended up with guitar finally, because Finn, from the beginning you were a DJ.
Sure, I was.
Does this seem really weird ending up like a singer-songwriter and starting as a DJ?
Yeah, it's been a strange journey, but it's the right way around. It would be weird if I started as a singer-songwriter and then I became a DJ. That would be a bit strange. In fact, I don't even think of one example where that's happened.
No one does that.
No one does that.
Okay.
Who does that?
I know. It's like punk and rock people end up being jazz people like Sting and Paul Weller. No one goes the other way.
Okay.
Yeah. I've noticed that.
So this is the climb up?
Yeah. Well, it's more of a natural progression when you go into a club and you think, wow, you know, maybe everyone looks really young in here, then that's when you need to become a rock musician.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, yeah.
Oh, was this the case in Europe?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, you discovered that the people are too old.
Well, it's different in Berlin, you know, obviously, but in the UK and in other places, yeah, after 7 years of partying, I was ready to stop partying.
Yeah. Don't stop. Unser heutiger Gast hat eine Nachricht an alle Perfektionisten. Die Nachricht lautet... Schaut nicht so genau hin. Das klingt sympathisch und musikalisch verpackt, hört sich das Ganze dann so an wie bei Looking Too Closely, die erste Single aus dem neuen Album Hard Deliver von Fink. Fink sind heute auch bei uns, beziehungsweise zwei Drittel dieser Band, Finn Grinnell und Tim, der Gitarrist dieser Band. Let's talk about Looking Too Closely, just that I get the message right. It is sort of a remind. We are not supposed to look that closely. Is this what you want to tell us, Finn?
I think what we're trying to say is, like, you don't have to look so closely if you don't want to.
On what kind of situations? Or
I don't know, like, you can let the details define you, or you can ignore the details and let the bigger picture define you.
You mean situations in a relationship, or you mean just casual, everyday life?
Could be, like, aging, could be, like, you know, just... Details can stop you doing some really interesting things. Sometimes it's best not to look too hard. Just roll with it.
Macht euch nicht selbst alles kaputt, sagt Fink. Man soll darüber hinwegsehen. Das also der Titel oder das die Message hinter Looking Too Closely. When did you, I mean, this whole process writing this song, was there a situation where you figured out, all right, now I have to do something about this closed look? Or when did this song come in your mind?
It was, well, no, not really. It was more like a combination of events, really. And It was more about the first lyric is always the most difficult lyric of a song. And it was more that whole, this is a song about somebody else, so don't worry about it. It's got a kind of ironic lace to it, because you should worry about it because it's about you, you know? And so once I begun there, the song that just kind of ended up writing itself. It's a well-written song, I think.
Yeah, it is, indeed. Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah.
Fink heute zu Gast. Wenn ihr das Video zu Looking Too Closely auch sehen wollt, dann findet ihr es auf thinkworld.co.uk. Wurde in Berlin aufgezeichnet auf einem Dach eines Hochhauses. Hard Believer, das fünfte Studioalbum von Fink, kommt am 11. Juli bei uns raus. Es ist aufgenommen im Sound Factory Studio in Hollywood. Texte zum großen Teil in Berlin geschrieben. Let's talk about this album coming out. I just get this story that 8 of the songs have been completed before you booked the ticket to Hollywood.
Sure.
8 der Songs waren schon vorher fertig. Es sollten aber eigentlich 11 drauf auf die Platte. But you're supposed to do 11.
Yeah, we were supposed to do 11, yeah.
How did you manage this?
We had a couple of days where the producer didn't show up in the studio and he left us to write new songs, essentially. I mean, in the end, it was kind of finishing off half-written songs. But it was, as Finn, it's very important to have some sort of role from the studio itself. You know, if you show up with everything complete and just simply record, it's a bit boring.
Okay.
But if you actually let the studio kind of inspire you to actually write new music, completely new music, then that's quite important.
But Looking Too Closely was it?
That was not one of those songs.
Okay.
No, Looking Too Closely was much more one of the finished ones. Although having said that, the end of the song where it kind of has a second kick, that was written in the studio.
Okay. This means 3 songs have been completed when you were there.
White Flag and Truth Begins was written almost from scratch.
There. Yeah. And Pilgrim.
Yeah.
And the end of Pilgrim.
Yeah.
You got to let the studio give something.
Yeah.
The environment's got to, like, it's lovely to let the environment dictate the vibe. And
yeah.
So we always give every record, we give it a bit of space. Mm. It's hard to persuade the record company to sign off on the money.
Yeah, they might worry about, is there coming new song?
They do, and they did, yeah.
Okay, but they trust in you?
Well, we booked the tickets and went anyway, and they kind of didn't have much say in it this time. But yeah, they were definitely worried that we wouldn't pull it off.
All right.
But we weren't. For some reason.
You made a good job. Now we are in the studio. Do we have some time for acoustic
Sure, man.
Musicians?
Let's do that one. Let's do it.
Fink heute zu Gast in Dein Sonntag. Finn Greenell und Tim Thornton. Die neue Platte Hard Believer kommt raus am 11. Juli. Etwas früher gibt's schon die Single Looking Too Closely.
Die Radio Wissen. Dein Sonntag.
Falls ihr Dr. House schaut oder geschaut habt oder CSI New York oder The Walking Dead, dann ist die Chance groß, dass ihr über irgendeine Slow-Mo die Musik unseres heutigen Gastes schon mal gehört habt. Fink sind da, Fink aka Finn Greenell und Tim Thornton. Nice to have you at this breakfast table this morning. I just told the guys that your music appeared on several series, like Dr. House, CSI New York. Are you happy about this fact?
Yeah, we are financially very happy about that.
Okay, so they are asking you and then you get the money or you're selling copies to all this?
Well, for example, the track that was on House, Yesterday Was Hard on All of Us is the name of the track. Mm. And the chorus goes, Yesterday was hard on all of us. And on the House episode, in the episode, Yesterday was hard for everybody, and you just get the sync, you know what I mean? The best one we had was Walking Dead, I think, Warm Shadow? Because now whenever we play it, we think of zombies and kind of, you know, it's tense, and they did an awesome, it's wicked to see your music on TV, on a good show.
Is there a TV show or maybe a movie that you would love your music on?
Yeah, we begged to get a track on Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
But it didn't happen.
No?
No, it's the same. So it's a good friend of ours, Thomas, does both shows, Walking Dead and Breaking Bad. And we were like begging Thomas to put anything on Breaking Bad from any record. And we'd say for nothing, you know. But I'd
love to be at the end credits of a really cool film.
Yeah.
So where people are kind of shuffling out.
Yeah, but the end credits, they're always so fast, you don't get to you read them.
Well, unless it's Smokey and the Bandit, and you get like the comedy outtakes.
But, you know, so one of those kind of moments where suddenly everyone's like at the end of Donnie Darko, where they had that Tears for Fears song.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you
Mad
get
World.
If you get something like that, then that's
it's great.
Awesome. Yeah, but it's got to be a good film.
Also auch die Musik von Fink in verschiedenen Serien zu sehen und unter anderem auch in der Werbung. You have had a MasterCard commercial with the yeah. number This Is The Thing.
Yes.
Are you happy about this or is this the first step on a sellout being on commercials?
I don't really think that is as a concern anymore, you know, because the thing is that now in Britain at least, we don't have a national pop TV show
yeah.
anymore mm-hmm. like we used to. So in a way, these adverts and these TV shows, it's as much a way of people discovering new music as mm-hmm. as anything else. So, mm-hmm. you know, I don't think it's something to be, you know, worried about really okay. anymore.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that MasterCard ad was our first sync, you know, that we ever had. And it paid for the van on our mm-hmm. tour, mm-hmm. and yeah, you could. I mean, if it was like an advert for like Halliburton or something, mm-hmm. or some kind of arms dealer or something, we'd say no to it. Mm-hmm. But in the early days, we had to say yes to it, you know, because we needed to pay for the van and get out there, and you know, and they got a bargain. Trust me on that one. You know, they got it for next to nothing, and but to us, it was a lot of money at the time. And, okay. and we needed it. In the early days, that sync will be what, you know, pays your record company back.
Let's talk about your music. Die Musik von Fink, wenn man die Alben mal durchhört und auch ein paar Songs der neuen Platte, ist immer sehr melancholisch stets gewesen. Is this what you want to do? You want to break hearts with your music? Or what is the major goal, you would say?
I want people to listen to it and think that it's got a lot of content. So mm. there's a lot of thought behind everything that's put into it, mm. you know, musically and lyrically. You know, you want to entertain people in a certain way, but I definitely don't want anyone to think that it's superficial.
It should last. Because,
yeah, as well, you know, it would be good to make a record that people are still talking about in 10 years, mm. you know, but really it's just to sort of, it's to make something that we love, like the track Pilgrim on the new album. We all absolutely love, the three of us. It's like one of the best things we think we've ever made.
Yeah.
So if we can put that on and you can say 100%, this is who I am and this is what I'm doing, then that's great.
Sagt Tim Thornton von der Band Think, heute früh zu Gast in Dein Sonntag zusammen mit Finn Grinnell, der Sänger. Should we do another track on this morning?
I'd love to, yeah.
One from the new album?
Sure. We're going to do Shakespeare, I think.
Shakespeare yeah. vom neuen Album Heart Believer. Think hier in dein Sonntag. Let's go ahead. Yeah, let's do this.
Let's just do it.
Die Radio Wissen. Dein Sonntag.
Wenn ihr in Kreuzberg, Berlin unterwegs seid, in der Bar Franken, ein Mann mit einem langen Bart und schwarz-grauen Hipster-Bart.
Don't tell everybody where
yeah, man,
I live.
Yeah, man, I have to do this.
You don't tell everyone exactly where I live, man. I mean, dude.
Finn Grinnell von Think hat Tim Thornton mitgebracht, der an der Gitarre in dieser Band spielt. Und die Bar Franken ist in der Tat die Bar, in der Finn am häufigsten zu sehen ist, weil Finn natürlich nach Berlin gezogen ist. Just tell me about moving to Berlin. Why did you pick up our capital?
When you finish a record, you always have like 4 or 5 months after you've finished before you have to go do the promo mission. And there's not much for you to do that you can't do on your emails. Mm-hmm. So that's the moment when if you want to have an adventure, that's the time. And this time it was either LA or Amsterdam or Berlin. And I just always wanted to live in Berlin. And
why?
I got a lot of friends there. I used to DJ there a lot when I was a DJ. I've seen the city change a lot since I was a backpacker in the 90s and then DJing in the noughties and then touring.
Yeah.
In the teens. So, yeah.
How would you describe this Berlin atmosphere that picked you?
I think it's very creative. I think it's really, it's a city that you can live in. It's not just about survival. You can actually live your life and creatives often, they sometimes have loads of money and sometimes have no money. And Berlin's the kind of place where it's not going to kick you out if you don't have any money. London, if you have no money, within a couple of months, you're out. New York, LA, these places, if you don't get paid every month, you're out. And Berlin allows creatives to, you know, you can survive on 1,500 euros a month, you know, yeah. and you can live on that rather than just survive. But in London, that barely would cover Tim's rent. I mean, really, yeah. he wouldn't yeah. be able to eat.
Yeah. You know?
But in Berlin, you can eat out three yeah. times a week for that and still live nicely.
But there's so many creatives and musicians there. Isn't this sometimes a little too much?
Well, I mean, there's loads of creatives everywhere, but I mean, there's loads of hipsters. Sure, but I'm one of them. I haven't got a problem with bearded hipsters. I mean,
liegt daran, dass Finn, das muss man ganz kurz erklären, hier bei uns im Studio einen grau-schwarzen Bart hat. Do they call you hipster sometimes in Berlin?
I came out of Tegel, and okay, I don't even need to tell the taxi driver where to take me. They literally look at me and sort of go Kreuzberg, and you'd be like, yes, I know, I've got a guitar and a beard.
Okay,
and yes, I live in Kreuzberg.
Okay.
But and yes, I have a single speed bike.
But you feel comfortable
bike.
With this,
dude? You know, we're all hipsters, aren't we? You know, I mean,
in ways.
Yeah, I mean, I look like a hipster, don't I? With a beard and a single speed bike and a pair of vintage trainers on. I mean, dude.
And but, you have the Instagram account that you're posting pictures or making. You do.
I mean, it's inevitable that a city as awesome as Berlin is going to attract people who like to have that creative kind of lifestyle, and we love it, and the boys love it too. Every time we've played there, all the boys have said it's great too, and I just moved there and just made it permanent. After I didn't go back to the UK afterwards.
Why did you pick LA for recording the album?
That's because LA is the really brilliant music town for things like studios and things like producers and instruments. It's just, you can get anything, like, you know, if you suddenly want a certain type of snare drum, for example, or a certain type of bass, you know, they'll get it within like 2 hours. They'll go to some kind of vintage studio. So it's great for that, and it's also really inspiring because so many great records have been made there and so many great films have been made there. You're actually, you know, in the zone of like properly big selling art, you know, in that respect. So it's great, and the weather's good as well.
Yeah,
you get to walk to
better than Berlin.
Walk to work in the sunshine and look at the Hollywood sign. I know it sounds like a cliche, but it does
great
feel good. Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Hard Believer, die neue Platte von Fink, aufgenommen in L.A. One fact that I heard about it that sounded really funny for me was, dass Finn sagte, Zeitverschiebung ist eigentlich was ganz Tolles, denn wenn sie in L.A. eine Platte aufnehmen, dann ist in Europa das Licht aus. Europe is asleep when you are awake recording. Is this a funny thing or inspiring you, or does it feel comfortable for you that everybody is asleep but you're the only one awake?
Well, it's great. If your life in Europe is kind of noisy, then you say goodbye to your loved ones at kind of lunchtime in LA, and then you don't get bothered for 9 hours, and it's great because
you
don't get emails from, you know, management going, dude, can you approve this, or can you listen to this, or whatever, you know. You don't do any promo, you don't do any European promo either, which is great. So you just get left alone for the whole day, which is so rare. You know, if you're in Europe, that doesn't happen.
Der positive Gedanke an der Zeitverschiebung. Gibt's also doch noch was? Fink heute zu Gast in Dein Sonntag. The breakfast table is... Actually, you didn't eat something.
I've eaten all the chocolate biscuits.
We had a strawberry.
Yeah, that and nice a strawberry, that thing. Is the end of the show. Nice to have you guys in the show. Should we say goodbye with one more song?
Thinking of doing an old one.
Thanks a lot for being in the show, Finn Grinnell and Tim Thornton. I hope you will have a nice summer. You're going to play some gigs in August in Germany. Let me figure it out. 8. August in Karlsruhe, 9. August Haldern Pop Festival, 10. August in Kassel, and November will be touring through Germany. Hope to see you guys again in Germany.
Thank you.
Sure.
Die Radio Wissen. Dein Sonntag.